from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father Hank Van Myl. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from three donors. The first is Brian and family from Toronto, Ontario, in loving memory of their daughter Elizabeth Muniz, who would have celebrated her birthday today, and his wife Panchita Muniz. May their souls rest in peace. The second are Paul and Anne Burkholder from Mobile, Alabama, in loving memory and for the son, souls of the son. Sorry. Let's do this again. Too many tongue twisters.
From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father Hank Van Myl. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from three donors. The first is Brian and family from Toronto, Ontario, in loving memory of his daughter Elizabeth Muniz, who would have celebrated her birthday today, and his wife Panchita Muniz, who may their souls rest in peace. The second are Brian and Anne Burkholder from Mobile, Alabama, in loving memory and for the soul of their son, Chris, who celebrated his 52nd birthday on June 30th and passed away on July 15, 2021, and in thanksgiving for blessings received. The third is the Pogacar family from Toronto, Ontario, in loving memory of Joseph Pogacar, who passed away in February 2023. Joseph was a loving husband, father, and grandfather to his family, also for the living and deceased members of the Pogacar and Celiac families. Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And as we have placed ourselves before the Lord on this Saturday, again recalling that none of us are perfect, that we need God's guidance at every breath we take. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
And let us say together again, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. And let us pray. O God, who by the abundance of your grace give increase to the peoples who believe in you, look with favor on those you have chosen and clothe them with blessed immortality, those reborn through the sacrament of baptism. True, O Lord, Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Now when the rulers, elders, and scribes saw the boldness of Peter and John, and realized that they were uneducated and ordinary men, they were amazed, and recognized them as companions of Jesus. When they saw the man who had been cured standing beside them, they had nothing to say in opposition. So they ordered Peter and John to leave the council while they discussed the matter with one another. They said, "What will we do with them? For it is obvious to all who live in Jerusalem that a notable sign has been done through them. We cannot deny it. But to keep it from spreading further among the people, let us warn them to speak no more to anyone in this name." So they called the two apostles and ordered them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered them, "Whether it is right in God's sight to listen to you rather than to God, you must judge, for we cannot keep from speaking about what we have seen and heard." After threatening them again, they let them go, finding no way to punish them because of the people, for all of them praised God for what had happened. The word of the Lord.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Now, after Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out seven demons. She went out and told those who had been with him, while they were mourning and weeping. But when the disciples heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they would not believe it. After this, Jesus appeared in another form to two of them as they were walking in the country, and they went back and told the rest, but they did not believe them. Later, he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were sitting at table, and he upbraided them for their lack of faith and stubbornness, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And Jesus said to them, "Go into all the world and proclaim the good news to the whole of creation." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today's Gospel reading is really an appendix on the Gospel of Mark, and it's written there by a copyist who later on probably said, it's a little short here, but we have other things. And so so the appearance to Mary Magdalene, we have that in all the Gospels. And he said, oh yeah, and they were walking in the country, which we know is the road to Emmaus, and appearing to the 11 at the table who were doubting. And of course, then the Great Commissioning. So it's just boom, 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 one after another. And of course, the other Gospels expand on that. In the first reading, we have that the final account of Peter and John in front of the Sanhedrin, and they, after the healing of the crippled man. It started actually in Acts 3:1, and so we've been a whole chapter through this. And they, of course, refused to listen to the leadership, and they're being warned, and they just go anyway. And really, we could look at it that they actually were the first fools of Christ, the fools for Christ. Christ, of course, Christ was actually the foolishness of the cross. He could have easily said, no, I don't need this. I don't want to be martyred. But Christ did it for us anyway, for our sins. And that is that great mystery. That great mystery that Christ died for each one of us. And it's something to pray with, but we are called to imitate and take up that suffering too, and to be fools for Christ. And to be fools for Christ really means to accept the ridicule that comes our way for being a Christian. And in today's world, of course, we are really post-Christian. We're living in a secular world, and so many will be ridiculed, especially in families. I hear this all the time. Oh, you're Susie Goodshoes, who is always going to church on Sunday. What's wrong with you? But to accept that is really, to actually take it as a compliment might be very, use it as a prayer. As a prayer to suffer up our suffering with that of Jesus for the good of others. And of course, our church has a tradition of fools of Christ, really to the extreme. And one of the most known fool of Christ was Saint Jupiter, a Franciscan at the time of Saint Francis. Saint Francis knew him personally, who really made himself a fool, who accepted or who actually went out to be ridiculed and to be cursed at in love for Christ. Now, I do not recommend you do that, but he did that. He saw it as his calling from God. And there's all kinds of accounts of him to be a fool for Christ. And one of the most known accounts is when he was entering Rome, and a whole cohort of people say, oh, it's Jupiter, the saint. And he just saw a little swing set, and he went to sit on the swing, and he just went on the swing back and forth. And people started to say, what a dummy, what a fool, he cannot be a saint. And after they all left, he just went on his way again. To be a fool for Christ, he says, I don't need this attention. And there's all kinds of stories of him, of yeah, doing all kinds of strange things, and to be ridiculed or to be even punished by his superiors, but did it for the love of God. And so we are called to imitate that when things come our way, when people look down on us, to accept it as a compliment, as to be proud that we are Christians, and especially in this world. Tomorrow, of course, we have Divine Mercy Sunday, the last day of the octave of Easter, and of course, Divine Mercy Sunday, Sister Faustina, who got that great vision of the well-known painting we see in so many churches, the well-known icon of the Divine Mercy. But Sister Faustina, too, who had a lot of opposition and was put down many times, even by her religious sisters, but offered it up as a prayer for Christ, for the love of Christ. And this is maybe the message we have in our lives, to offer it up to Christ, to be a fool for Christ, as they say. And even especially when we have suffering in our lives, to take it up and make it a prayer. And this prayer is not something just saying a Hail Mary or a Glory be to the Father. It can be very much our suffering and the ridicule we receive, and give it back to God as a prayer for others, in love of the ones who ridicule us. Amen. So let us bring our prayers before the Lord. We pray for all those in our daily TV Mass prayer intention book. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
This Easter season, we offer our community prayer in thanksgiving for the new life that is ours in the risen Christ. May we be strengthened by his healing presence among us, so that we might live in peace and glorify him by our life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
With Pope Francis, we pray that the dignity and immense value of women be recognized in every culture, and for the end of discrimination that they experience in different parts of the world. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all deceased family members of our daily TV Mass community, especially those remembered by the families who sponsored today's Mass. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for these prayers, and the prayers in the silence of our own hearts, we lift them up to you, Lord. Amen. Sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept this sacrifice at your hands for the praise and the glory of God's name, for all good and the good of all his people. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that we may always find delight in these Paschal mysteries, so that the renewal constantly at work within us may be the cause of our unending joy. Through Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but on this day, above all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed. For he is the true Lamb who has taken away the sins of the world. By dying, he has destroyed our death, and by rising, restored our life. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving you thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Francis, our Bishop, the clergy, and the entire people you have called your own. Remember also our sisters and brothers who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. And at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant our peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And let us offer each other a sign of peace. The Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. And may the body of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. May the blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in this holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I passionately desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my soul, so that I may unite myself wholly to you, now and forever. Amen.
And let us pray. Look with kindness upon your people, O Lord, and grant, we pray, that those you have pleased to renew by eternal mysteries, may attain in their flesh the incorruptible glory of the resurrection. Through Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.